This is from the old school, new school.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to visit very quickly the topic we were talking about last week, which is the Sandy Hook. We're going to visit it very quickly. It's not the topic for today. The topic for today is women in combat. The United States Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, just signed a bill, or signed actually an order. He doesn't sign bills, but he signs an order making women in combat a reality for the first time in the history of the United States, even though women in combat have played and they have been in supporting roles, but not in the fighting forces. So now they are going to be there. Women in combat is going to be a reality. So we'll talk about that. And, you can call us, tell us what you think about that, 800-313-9443. But before we go anywhere, we do have Mark Glynn with us today. And basically, I wanted to bring up the issue of Sandy Hook for one reason and one reason only, because there is an article, or actually a letter, that Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, had wrote regarding the Sandy Hook conspiracy theories. And he said something. Well, of course, he does not believe it. He thinks it's not another government conspiracy. And probably some of these people with the truth movement, they got sucked into another conspiracy to suck them in. Because he did actually mention that some of the people who picked up on the Sandy Hook conspiracy, he believes that some of them may have actually been fed the wrong information by, he did not say by whom, he did not say if it actually happened, but he thinks that, he believes that they were fed information that was disinformation on purpose so they can come up with those theories to be used against them later on. And now, I don't know that. I don't have any evidence that actually that did happen. But from what I have seen, the conspiracy theorists, or those who were called the true, the truthers and the truth in the 9/11 truth movement, I think they just picked up on the craziness out there. Because we have seen all the conspiracy theories regarding Sandy Hook, and all of them have been debunked. So we'll be right back, and we'll touch on that with Mark Glynn when we come back from the break.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. We'll be going to the phones here very soon, but let me bring up Mark Glenn. Mark, welcome to the program.
Dr. Tilawi.
Listen, this thing with Jesse Ventura, of course, I mean, he's very much with the same opinion as we are regarding this so-called conspiracy of Sandy Hook, but he then mentioned something that these potential conspiracy theorists may have been fed disinformation so they can come up with their theories, and the media will pick up on their theories in order to, when those same people start defending the Second Amendment, then they can point at them and say, look, you know, he's a crackpot. What do you expect from him? I'm sure the Second Amendment and gun control may have played a factor in these particular people's agendas, but I really think that the big agenda, because most of these people were not people who are fighting for the Second Amendment, most of these people who think it was a conspiracy theory, they are more of a 9/11 truthers than they are gun control advocates. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that I would agree with that. I think that for many, if not most of these people, Second Amendment is more important than the 9/11 business. They're, over the years, Hisham, there has been a lessening of interest in 9/11 amongst the quote-unquote truth movement. Certainly there are still people out there who are hammering this point home on a regular basis, but there are a lot of people who have just lost interest in it.
But let me interrupt you here for a second, Mark. What I have noticed in most of the news articles that I have read, I never seen anyone to refer to one of these conspiracy, Sandy Hook conspiracy theorists, as a Second Amendment advocate or gun control advocate or guns advocate or whatever. The only thing that they were labeling them as 9/11, what they said about 9/11. How do you explain that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question about that, that they have linked the entire 9/11 movement to these theories surrounding Sandy Hook, and that they have used it to basically make us non-credible witnesses in terms of 9/11. And, you know, this is something, obviously, you and I and Mike Piper discussed a few weeks ago on your program. You had a lot of people who got personally offended over the idea that we didn't necessarily buy into the Sandy Hook conspiracy theories. We didn't say that there weren't questions that deserved to be asked. We didn't say that it was impossible that this was something other than the way it's being portrayed in the mainstream media. All we said is there's no evidence as of this moment that would lead us to conclude that this was a quote-unquote false flag. And this is basically what Jesse Ventura is saying. He's saying, look, folks, there are liabilities here to asking questions, because we live in an age where you will live and die by what the media says about you. Okay? And if you start going down this road of you know, saying that this was a government conspiracy and that you have no proof that you can point to, then, you know, you're playing into the hands of them. And, you know, the funny thing is, Hisham, I got some people who emailed me and they said, well, we know you're working for the other side now because you put Jesse Ventura's article on your website, and Jesse Ventura's buddy-buddy with Alex Jones. And so, you know, I would remind those people who say this that Alex Jones, unless my memory is not what it once was, Alex Jones thinks that Sandy Hook was a false flag operation aimed at disarming the American
peace. Yeah. Well,
so for those of you out there who are saying we cannot take what Jesse Ventura is saying seriously because he's one of Alex Jones's buddies, well, guess what? You are in the same boat as Alex Jones because you are advocating the same conspiracy theories that he is.
Yeah. Listen, Mark, and I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not a fan of Jesse Ventura. I really don't think that the guy is very serious in what he does. I know a lot about him when he was a governor of Minnesota. So I'm not quoting Jesse Ventura here because he's like my idol or something. You know, I'm not comparing him with like Ron Paul when I used to talk about Ron Paul. No, I would just mention this, that somebody else in that movement, Jesse Ventura, who's also in the 9/11 truth movement or part of it, actually thinks that the way we think that, hey, it's a tragic event that took place, and if the government got involved in it, probably the government got involved in it after the fact to get these crazy people thinking the way they are thinking and manipulating them the way they do. And, you know, is it the government? Is it the media? I can no longer differentiate between the powers that are controlling the government or controlling the media. It's all one and the same, so they are both working for the same agenda. I'm going to go to George in Long Island on line one. George, welcome to the program. George, are you with us? Okay. I can't hear anything. Am I still on? I'm sorry, is he on?
I'm all awake home.
Alaikum salam. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one thing I'll say. I am your friend.
Okay.
I am a friend of the Palestinians.
This is the crazy
please,
guy.
Please, take him off. I'm not. Okay, crackpot. Please, for God's sake, If you want to
get some medication. My
exactly.
God.
Get some medications and do something. And please, you know, we don't screen our callers. And I guess this is a good reason to start screening the callers, but no. We're not going to do that because our phone lines are open for anyone who wants to call us and discuss this. We don't only put people who agree with us. We like actually people who disagree with us more than we like the people who agree with us because when people disagree with us, we learn more and they might be able to actually change our opinions. You know, we don't want to just change your opinion. We also can learn from you. So call us, 313. Actually, I think there's like an 800 between that, before that, and then 800-313-9443.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to throw something out there as well. You know, with Oklahoma City and with these other events that we have pretty good reason to assume that they were false flag attacks, you know, they made sure to throw in as much stuff in there that they could use later as possible. Like, for example, Timothy McVeigh. You know, he wasn't just some guy who killed a bunch of people in Oklahoma City with a Ryder truck filled with explosives. He was a guy who ran around with the militia. He was a guy who ran around with anti-Semites. He was a guy who believed in anti-government conspiracy theories. So they really made sure to pad his profile with all sorts of very important psychological material that would sit in the deep recesses of the American psyche. You know, you ask the average American, what about Timothy McVeigh? Oh, yeah, yeah, he was an anti-government conspiracy theorist. He was with the militia. There was nothing with Adam Lanza.
Mark.
Where was all of the baggage that usually comes with a character of this type when it is a government false flag event?
Okay. We're gonna move on because actually today is not the topic of today, but I do have two callers. We're gonna go to Rick in Florida on line one. Rick.
Yeah, hello. Now that you guys are on board with Jesse Ventura, I'd like to ask you, why don't you ask Jesse about the USS Liberty incident? You're so involved in that incident.
Listen,
get him on and talk to him about that, and let's see what he's made of, okay?
Rick.
Jesse Ventura is very much plugged into the USS Liberty issue.
Oh,
Why would you ask a question like that?
Can you please post on your website one article?
He's actually had USS Liberty survivors when he was the governor of Minnesota. He actually had USS Liberty survivors come and visit him.
No. Mark, hold on, please. This is not about Mark Glynn. This is not about what you put on your website. This is current issues. If you have a question about what we talked about, and don't say that since we are with Jesse Ventura, I think I made it clear that I'm not a fan of his, and I don't think he's very, very credible, but he is we cannot ignore the fact that maybe because he was the former governor of Minnesota, maybe because the fact that he was a former wrestler, maybe because the fact he's rich, maybe because the fact he's on True TV and many people see him, we talked about him, not because we agree with him, but this time he agreed with us. Rick, if you're going to call my program, don't take shots at my guests because that's not what they're there for. Thank you for the call. Ed in Utah on line two. Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Tawala?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I oftentimes agree with you, especially when you're tying together a lot of world intrigue and what have you. But you made a statement today. You said that all of the theories, if you will, about Sandy Hook have been debunked. I don't agree with that statement. I want to say why.
Tell me something.
First of all, I just want to preface it by saying that are you aware a guy named Thomas Nees, that's N-E-E-S, he's on the Joe Biden gun grab committee here, and he's one of the key figures. He's a former Boston police chief. He headed up the Police Officers Association of Massachusetts.
Hey, Ed, hold on. We're going to have to take a very quick break, and we'll come back to you right after that.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Ed, what did you say this guy's name was? Thomas Nees? How do you spell Nees?
N-E-E-S. Okay, and the reason I gave you his background, like I said, I believe he was a police chief at one time. He was definitely head of the Massachusetts Peace Officers Association. The problem here, his son was convicted, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, don't quote me on that, he was convicted of planning and manipulating a schoolyard shooting. Now, this is important because this is part of the public record, that a man in a high-ranking position on the Biden gun grab committee, this Thomas Nees, would actually have a son convicted. Now, this smacks of the insider stuff that we're hearing from the...
But now, hold on a second. I can't find anything on this guy. Can you tell me why?
I mean, we don't know. You tell me.
Why? Well, where did you get your information from?
Well, a bevy of sources. One was Signs of the Times, S-O-T-T, which I think was linked to RBN at one time here, S-O-T-T.net. I think not only Lisa Giuliani, she had a guest writer on there.
Okay, listen.
Okay,
I don't want you to push me to say something about people. I'm not saying they're not credible sources. I want a credible source because I can't find anything.
All right.
You're giving me something that I don't know, so I want to learn. Okay. I want you to teach me.
Okay. What I'm saying is this. When you have this going on, this gun grabbing committee...
No, I don't know if this is going on.
Wait,
Okay, you're not proving to me that what you are saying is actually true.
Okay, let's go back to the shooting itself. The fact of the matter is, the Bushmaster rifle, which they had to talk about later as being the target here of all these gun grabbers. Notice how fast this big gun push, grabbing movement came, Hashem, right after the shooting.
Okay. I understand. It's an opportunity.
Was locked in the trunk. Nobody saw him go and get
No. That was debunked. Very simple.
How was it debunked?
Well, go read about it.
I'm going to say to you about Mr. Knees. Go read about it. It was locked in there.
Knees, I don't have any information on Knees. You're telling me this huge breakthrough in this Sandy Hook conspiracy theory, but you're not giving me anything.
I'm telling you about the CBS clip that is on SOTT archived.
What's the CBS clip say?
The CBS clip is a young man. He looks about 24. They would not identify him. He says, I didn't do it. He was arrested by Newtown police officers.
That's the father of the child who was going to the school.
No. This is a kid, about 23. You need to see that clip. Also,
that's the guy that was in the woods, a passersby. Everything was, I don't know where you have been, but everything about it, except this Thomas Knees, I never heard of it.
Gotta go, Ed.
Thank you very much. But next time when you call me, make sure, and I want to learn from you. I'm not saying I don't want to learn from you, but make sure you have credible sources to what you are saying. Mark, you have anything to say about that?
That's basically it. I mean, this has been the story here as far as this theorizing goes from the beginning, is that we have people throwing ideas out there, ideas. And then when we're asking for, okay, where are the fingerprints? Where are the footprints? Where is the DNA? Where are the witnesses? Blah, blah, blah. You know, they can't point to anything that we can actually grasp. And I hate to have to say that we have to rely on the mainstream media for some of this, but we do. I mean, are we going to start saying that planes didn't crash into the towers on 9/11? Are we going to say that 9/11 never happened? Okay.
Listen.
We have to rely on what the mainstream media and the government is telling us, that these things actually did happen, because we weren't there to see it.
Good. Very good. Let's go to Jerry in Chicago.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I went to a party last night. Friends of mine from 37 years, we get together every year. We have a Christmas party. And we were talking about the Sandy Hook incident with I was talking with two different people.
When did you go? Last night?
Yeah, last night.
You had a Christmas party last night?
Yeah, we do it after the holidays, so we can pick and dice.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I heard you right.
Oh, no, you heard it correctly, but two of the people there, one of them was a Chicago cop. And he had told me that he's seen videos unlike what I had seen on television and everybody else had seen and everything else like that. And he told me, he says, it definitely happened. And then I started pointing out close to 20 inconsistencies that we had seen on TV. I said, did you get to see any of those inconsistencies? You should have seen the jaw-dropping look on his face. Now, the other guy that was there, He says, well, I know it happened. I says, well, how do you know? I said, did you get the opportunity to go up there and maybe help and carry the bodies out or anything else like that? And he says, well, no. He says, but I watched it all day on TV. I said, okay, so now we have to believe that TV is reality. I said, with all of these reality shows that they've been pushing for the last several years, you can't find anything on 100 channels of television that's worth watching, especially mainstream media, because it's nothing but a bunch of lies. And then there's stories there that they don't even tell you.
So what's your own take on this, Jerry?
My own take is that just like all of the things that have happened since the sinking of the Lusitania, where they come out afterwards and they admit, well, yeah, we had a little bit something to do with that. That's what we needed to get into this war. It's the following agenda. And the agenda is, take the guns away from everybody. Get all your neighbors that don't own a gun to start pointing the fingers. I think he owns a gun.
Very good.
His dress is a little funny.
Jerry, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Simple Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, we're back, and Mark is going to say something about the gun bill, and then we're going to move on to women in combat. Mark.
Yeah. I just want to remind people out
there.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Don't lose that thought before I lose mine. Did you hear the commercial?
Get your sexy
body back.
I never lost my sexy body.
I was going to say that.
I look just as
you took my line there. Okay, but hey, look, maybe we do need to at least write the number down, so, or go on the website and save it just in case. You never
know. Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll give it to our wives and then they'll be able to get it head frying pan, right?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just like to remind everybody of the frenzy that took place when Bill Clinton was in office. And I remember because I was part of that frenzy, okay? Clearly the most anti-Second Amendment president in American history, okay? He made the gun, banning guns and the Brady Bill, he made that one of his first priorities, okay? You had the Brady Bill and everybody said, oh, this is it, they're going to register all the guns. Well, the guns are already registered. Every gun that has been manufactured, bought, and sold since 1968 has got a piece of paper on it somewhere with that gun's make, model, and registration number attached to it. Ever since the Brady Bill, everybody has to go through a background check in order to buy a gun. And that background check process takes place in Washington, D.C. at the FBI office. And there have been no guns confiscated. Even the assault weapons ban that Clinton passed in, I believe it was 94 or something like that, it didn't ban anything. It just, you know, there were certain cosmetic features that were not allowed to appear on certain types of guns, such as bayonet lugs and things like that. Millions of AR-15s and other semi-automatic military-style rifles were bought and sold and owned during that time. Even Feinstein's proposal now, they're not talking about banning guns. What they're talking about is restricting the sale of certain types of guns with certain cosmetic features on them after a certain date. So, you know, we've got to be careful here about getting too emotional about these things, okay? Because it is, as I said, Hisham, we live in an age where we live and die by the media. And so if we're out there screaming, this is it, they're coming for our guns, and then nothing happens, well, guess what? We've just handed our enemies another baseball bat that they can bash us over the heads with.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Werner in Canada on line 4. Werner.
Good afternoon, Dr. Tilavi.
Good afternoon, sir.
You know, I start listening kind of late into the show, and I heard you talking about what happened, the terrible incident at Sandy Hook. And I asked myself the question, were there any gunshot survivors?
What? Gunshot?
Survivors, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Not all of them were dead.
But I haven't seen anything, any names or anything on the internet.
Hey, that's a good question, Mark. I guess.
That is a good question. I haven't run into any news about that. But then again, a guy with a semi-automatic rifle shooting a .223 Remington in a classroom where nobody can get out, okay? I mean, you know, this is the gun that we are using to kill the Iraqis with, the Afghanis with.
Yeah, well, you know,
the IDF uses
but Mark, we don't know that because we did not investigate it. I know what you're getting at, that he killed all of them.
But not
that's a good question that we will look into. I'm you know, why simple questions like that we don't even think about?
Yeah, and that's true. Where are the survivors?
Okay. Werner, we're going to have to move on. I mean, do you know if there were any, or are you just asking a question?
Not that I know. What I could find out, and I don't think they all got shot in the classroom. How about the school staff? I don't think they were all in that one classroom. And wherever there are those multiple shootings.
The investigation is open, and we don't know anything about the investigation. And so we cannot comment because we don't have that information and we don't want to speculate on something like that of where are the teacher, where are the witnesses. Maybe they were all told, do not talk about this. Because when people start talking, I mean, look, if you have 10 teachers, everyone is going to say her version of what happened. Just imagine the confusion that it will take. Thanks a lot, Werner, but that's a good question. Appreciate the call. I guess we do need to look into that if there were any. But I guess if there were any survivors, the media would have interviewed them or talked to them or anything.
Sure.
And also, we haven't really seen – there were some interviews with teachers. I've seen that. But I anyway, we're going to move on. Before we go into women in combat, actually, Luma – who does not have a mic with her right now, but she's with us. But she was just telling me that the Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, had a speech this evening, kind of State of the Union speech, and he instituted martial law. And they have curfew for the next 30 days, from 9 o'clock in the evening until the next morning. That's in the country that was supposedly liberated and supposedly had a revolution and supposedly we exported democracy to. Now we have martial law and curfew. You know, at least at the time of Mubarak, they had martial law on the books, but they did not really use it, as if it was not even there. But now we have martial law and curfew. Well, that's the Arab Spring. And as Luma had just said or wrote in our Skype room here, Viva Revolution. So, Yep.
So, Hisham, if I read you correctly, what you're saying is that the Arab Spring was a fraud?
The Arab Spring is not just a fraud. The Arab Spring is a big lie, is a big false flag.
Hisham, did anybody say this in the opening days of the Arab Spring? Was there anybody who actually said, wait a minute, this is a big lie. You mean that this is a crazy theory.
You and I. Yeah. And we said, well, wait a minute, you know, this is not what it seems to be. And of course, we have been talking since then on my television program and on my radio program. We have been talking about this so-called Arab Spring and so-called revolutions and so-called democracies and so-called people getting their freedom from those dictators that the West and the United States has actually fed. But anyway, that was about Luma, of course, yeah. She never really believed any of the Arab Spring stuff. Well, Mark, what do you think of women in combat? I mean, is this just to because, you know, we are with this women rights, you know, women fly airplanes, women do this, women do all the kind of jobs that a man will do. And now we want to put them in combat because we love them so much that we want to put them in combat, or we don't have enough guys on the battlefield. Is that why Leon Panetta yesterday actually signed this bill or this order to actually allow women in combat on the battlefield?
Well, it remains to be seen exactly how this is implemented. You know, it may be that he's going to allow women on the battlefield, quote unquote, in the same way that Clinton banned assault weapons, quote unquote. It may very well be that there's a difference in how this thing is applied, so much so that the women are not on the battlefield. Because I can tell you that most of the guys are not going to want to have women there. You cannot concentrate on anything if there's a woman in the room. Right, much fighting a war.
I don't want to say. Okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
But it's the truth. I mean, look, we're just talking about nature here.
I guess it depends
on what the woman looks like.
I didn't say anything. Don't get in trouble here.
But in general, I tend to agree with what you say. I think that this is an indication that they're having some very serious stress on troops as far as levels. I know that their recruitment is down. And some of these guys are doing extended tours of duty, and they're ready to lose it, okay? So they probably have said, look, unless we want to have these situations like a place with Sergeant Robert Fales where he goes in and massacres about 20 innocent men, women, and children in Afghanistan, we're going to have to bring some new blood, no pun intended, into this fight, and that they're probably tapping the reserves of the women to do this.
So we don't have enough. I mean, after 11 years of combat and wars – and you know, when they say we have 150,000 troops in Iraq or 150,000 in Afghanistan, that does not mean that we have the same 150,000 because they do change. And also, the ratio of, for each man in combat, you need so many, in supporting roles. And I believe before the show,
10-1.
It's 10-1. So if we have 150,000, well, times 10. So, and if that's the case over 11 years, we basically went through, all the men that we can go through in the United States without bringing the United States down to its knees with the economy. And, so I guess now we want to, bring women, even though, by the way, women have been and they weren't supporting roles, but I mean, you know, a woman driving a supply truck to the front lines or close to the front lines, probably you may consider that as being in combat. But I guess now they will be right then and there in the trenches, and they will be right then and there fighting in the streets and going house to house. My problem with that probably will be is, you know, if they catch prisoners, Can we as a nation actually see women prisoners of war in another country, and what will actually happen to those women if that's actually something that we are as a country? Maybe our psyche has changed from 30 or 40 years ago. Maybe now we don't care what happened to these women in combat if they are caught as prisoners of war. And you can imagine what will happen. What do you think?
Well, we don't care about what happens to anybody, okay, whether it's the women, whether it's the men, whether it's the civilian population of the target country that we're destroying. I mean, look at what our guys have gone through, okay? They can't even get the necessary medical attention for their PTSD and other ailments that they're dealing with as a result of having gone and been deployed in these theaters.
So why think they waited until the until Obama actually won the election? And by the way, that's going to be his last signature that he's going to put on an important document, Leon Panetta, because he's been replaced by Chuck Hagel, who's been severely attacked by the pro-Israel, pro-Zionist Jewish lobbyists and so forth in the country. I guess what if they would have done that during Obama, and if it
would have thrown support into Romney's camp, because Romney would have said, "Oh, look, they're so desperate for troops to fight these wars, they're actually going to take our women." The first time in history that Americans have sent their women off to fight. He's a horrible commander in chief. He can't manage the war. Elect
me. What would have happened? I think it would have been worth $10 million to throw on a mafia group somewhere to go and get some of these women in combat and actually show them as prisoners and do the things that we're talking about here that we're not saying out loud what could be done. They could have probably won the presidency if that would have happened.
Absolutely. I mean, think of the military vote that Romney would have swung in his favor.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't have it already, but it could have made a difference that he would have said, "Look, he's an incompetent commander in chief." So much so now that he's talking about sending little Lisa and whoever over to fight these wars.
Okay. We're going back to the phones with Tom in North Carolina. Tom.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I have two comments that really come together. I'm so glad to hear you, Tulalip, to say what I've been trying to tell people a long time, is that the spring was a false flag. And it was to set up our follow-up was Occupy Wall Street, funded by Rockefeller. See, the Occupy Wall Street was also a false flag. And the two are combined. The two are were set up together. One after the other, one set these went and occupied Wall Street, was to foment that revolution, to get it going, to get it fired up.
Where is it now?
I'm sorry?
Where is it now?
Well, right now, what it did was to get the militia groups, get the American people up in arms, to wake them up, etc., to get them to in the mindset of rebellion and dissension. Without rebellion, you can't have repression and dictatorship. That's Lenin's quote, and that goes back to the globalist setup. This is what they want. They want dissension. They want rebellion in order to foment repression and a dictatorship. They've done this since 1933. Mm-hmm. Now, that goes in line with the women in combat. I have the paperwork. I've got the actual report that confirms of why they are drafting women into the military and assigning them combat duty.
Tell us.
That report, it was made by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it's a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and her previous court opinions had four objectives. And the four objectives that she had on this report, and I can send you a copy of it, is one, it says, and I quote you, provide comprehensive child care. And what that's for, and it says in the report, is to get the children out of the home. Number two was to change the homestead law. and that was double the benefits to couples who don't live together to a husband and wife who do. In other words, split the family up. Now, there's a reason for this. But number three, I quote, draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and apply that, as I read it, affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women. And the purpose of that, as stated in the report, is to eliminate traditional feminine roles. This is in the report. And then to eliminate traditional male roles, number four was to eliminate the traditional family concept.
Okay. Tom, we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have a couple of questions for you. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Where did you get that list from? I didn't hear where you got it from. Hello? Oh, he's gone? Okay. He's still on the line. Are you, Tom, can you hear me? All right, well, we only have a few minutes actually left in the program. Mark, what did he say, Congressman Feinstein or something like that?
No, that's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, okay. What was that? I wanted to ask him.
Well, I don't know specifically, but what it sounded like to me was that this was more of the social engineering aspect that certainly plays a role in what a lot of these folks do. That they, they do have deeper, more sociologically associated reasons for doing some of these things, and that sounded like what Tom was alluding to in this is that they want
okay.
to.
Well,
break up
what,
the
Tom,
family union.
Okay, Tom is here. Tom, okay, what was this document you're talking about?
The document is called, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the document is called Sex Bias in the U.S. Code, a report for the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. And it covers the very reason why they're putting women in the combat role.
But I mean, is that like whoever wrote that article, that's what he thinks it is, or? Because
no,
we want to make sure that we are.
No. What I'm telling you is there's a 5-step program. I got the 5 steps here. I got the details on each one of them in order for them to take over with a world government. And the first thing they got to do is take care of the United States first. It's the next
okay,
line.
But this is not okay. I mean, Ruth was a Supreme Court justice, and
That's right.
But I mean, you're not okay. I just wanted to make sure that that is not why the United States government is doing this Women in Comeback thing. Well, no. I mean, directly linked to it. They're not saying we're doing this because 1, 2, 3 of what you are stating.
No, it is directly linked.
I just wanted
to it exactly.
No.
It really is.
Okay, but that's what you think, correct?
No, it's a fact. It's a fact. I can show you. It is absolute 100% fact. It's not what I think. I wish it was. But it is a fact. It is linked together with the agenda. I've got it right here. It is irrefutable.
Okay, well, tell me very quickly.
Okay. Well, Brock Chisholm, he said, I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas." And in this, Ruth Bader Ginsburg provides a report.
I think it's just, as you said, Hashem, it's desperation on their part to put some warm bodies on the field.
No, not at all. Not in the remote sense of the word. It is exactly to break up the families in order to break up the country. It's been going on for a long time.
Tom. Get my email. Okay, I lost. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, I think we lost Mark. Get my email address from the producer, and just email me because we're out of time right now. What you're talking about, and we might even talk about it next week on the program. That's all we have for you. Appreciate it. Thanks. We appreciate everyone listening to us today. As we always say, go do the right thing. We will see you next week, same place, same time. Goodbye.